Welcome to the Harlequin Author Spotlight Podcast, featuring the story behind the story. Gain insight into your favorite book or new novels from the authors who wrote them.
Hi, we're live from Book Expo America 2014 in New York City, and our guest today is Shannon Stacy, New York Times bestselling author of the Kowalski series, most notably Yours to Keep. I'm Angela James, editorial director of Carina Press, and I have been Shannon's editor for how long, Shannon? How long have we been working together now?
Since 2005.
So we've been together for a while, and today we're talking about the Kowalskis because the Kowalski series is coming to an end for now. Falling for Max in August, technically July 29th. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But first, I want to talk about your history with Harlequin, because you've been reading Harlequin books for a very long time. How long have you been reading them for?
Many, many years. I don't actually remember when I started.
And I won't ask you to give your age, so you don't have to give away that secret.
Yeah, I remember that they were white. It was set in Africa, and it had a lion and the woman with the flowing hair. And I've actually looked for that cover because it was the first one I remember reading. I'm guessing early 80s.
Oh, now you're dating yourself. Be careful.
Well, I stole it. I stole it from an aunt or my mother. So, you know, it may have been out a while.
So at what point did you think you might like to start writing for Harlequin?
I was a teenager when I wanted to write romance. I had started reading them. And they were, as far as I knew, the only publisher of romance. So that's what I wanted to write. But it's a learning process. Like, you have to learn what happens when they close the door. I didn't know. So there were a lot of blank spots.
Well, that's one of the things that we have always worked on during our editorial process. You definitely grew up reading Harlequin because you did like that blank spot in the closed bedroom door. So we've worked on that over the years. There's no closed bedroom doors in the Kowalskis anymore.
No.
They're still on the sweet side, but we have our sexy times as well.
Sexy times, yes.
So your first book for Harlequin was actually exclusively Yours, which you published in June 2010 with Carina Press. And that was the first Kowalski. It was Joe. And since Joe, you've written a large number of the Kowalskis, different brothers, sister, cousins. What do you love about the Kowalskis? What makes you keep coming back to them?
They come from my own family. Exclusively Yours was originally written just for me. It was filled with things that I loved, four-wheeling and mud and family and marshmallows and rowdy kids. And I really wrote it for me, so I think it comes from the things I love, and it's stayed through the entire series. They're men that work hard. They love their mothers, or, you know, whoever fills that role. They love their kids. They love each other, and they're just a lot of fun.
The other thing that the Kowalskis have is a definite sense of humor. They have a sense of family and a sense of humor. Are you funny in your everyday life?
I like to think so. Some people think I am. Some people roll their eyes. I come from a family that uses humor. We laugh. We laugh all the time.
I've met your family, and your family has some very funny moments. Your sons, when they open up, can be very funny.
It's something we prize. We encourage laughter. If you're not laughing, what is the point?
Well, that definitely comes across in your books. That sense of humor is a Shannon Stacy trademark. So I'm going to talk about Falling for Max a little bit because it is the last for now of the Kowalskis. And you have told me that you love Max. What is it that you love about Max that makes him special in your many heroes?
I love Max. He's an introvert. He's not like the other Kowalski men. Well, he's not a Kowalski at all, but he's not like the other heroes in the series. He's shy. He's awkward with women that he doesn't know. And he shares a hobby with my husband, but he's inspired by a couple of other men that I care about in my life. And I wanted him to have a happy ending too.
I love Max, too, because he is very special. And you're right, he is different from the other heroes that we've seen in the Kowalski series, but in a way that makes him that much more special because he is a little quieter. But when he finally falls in love, it makes you treasure it and kind of believe in it that much more.
But he's funny too.
He is funny.
Humor is a little more dry. It's not the rowdy, you know, guys horsing around humor that the Kowalski family has. His sense of humor is a little different. But it's still funny.
That's right. So I personally am a little sad to see the Kowalskis go for now. We're saying for now. But I know that you're not going to stop writing.
No.
So what comes next for Shannon Stacy?
We are tossing around some ideas. It'll be probably small town blue collar guys that love their family. I don't want to write any other kind of guy because those are the kind of guys I love. And I think that comes through to readers, that I like these guys. I like these families.
And they're definitely guys who love their women.
That's important to me. They are not perfect by any means, but they love and respect their women, especially moms, aunts. You know, that really comes through. That's important.
So we'll be doing more contemporary romances with Shannon Stacy. Although I should mention, even though the Kowalskis are done for now, we do have a holiday novella coming in November.
Yes. Her Holiday Man. It's about a blue-collar guy who, he comes back to town. He left town because of a tragedy, but his dad passed. And he loves his mom. He's worried about her and doesn't want to be far away. And he comes home, but there's a new woman across the street with a little boy. And Christmas happens. Love happens.
Christmas and romance. Those two seem to go hand in hand. All right. Well, thank you so much, Shannon. We look forward to seeing what the readers think of Falling for Max. Hopefully they love Max as much as you and I do.
I hope so, too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Harlequin Author Spotlight Podcast. All rights reserved.